Breitband. Porträt.
Film goes online. Wie wir schon gehört haben, hier heute in Breitband auf Deutschlandradio Kultur live von der Berlinale gibt's den Film im Netz in verschiedenen Variationen, mal illegal, mal legal, dann wieder ein bisschen kränkelnd und hüstelnd, weil seine Pflegeeltern die Filmindustrie ihm mit Hilfe komplizierter Urheberrechtsregelungen den Weg ins nächste Level versperren. Und dann, darum soll es jetzt gehen, zukunftsweisend Hand in Hand mit der digitalen Welt. Wir werfen einen Blick auf ein Portal, das tapfer daran arbeitet, wie andere natürlich auch, dem Film ein neues Outfit zu geben und ihn aus muffigen Videotheken herauszuholen. TheAuthors.com. Die Internetseite ist eine besonders bemerkenswerte. Sie bietet Filme zum Ausleihen an in absolut wundervoller Qualität, sowohl optisch als auch inhaltlich. Keine Mainstream-Blockbuster sind hier zu finden. Auf dem kalifornischen Portal geht es eher um die sogenannten Perlen der Filmkunst oder besser um hochwertiges Programmkino im Netz. Dazu gibt TheAuthors.com die Möglichkeit, mit anderen Usern über die Filme zu diskutieren. Und die Macher kuratieren außerdem auch noch Mini-Online-Festivals. Ausgedacht hat sich das Ganze Effe Tacarell und der ist nun heute bei uns. Wir werden das Gespräch auf Englisch führen. Hello, it's great to have you here, Effe Tacarell.
Thank you very much. It's really a pleasure to be here.
I just told the listeners a few things about the authors and I would like you to tell us something about the idea behind the site, maybe about the moment when you came up with this idea of creating theauthors.com.
What I've seen is that all these wonderful films that we get to see in places like Berlinale, in Cannes, in Venice, in Toronto, it is quite a big audience of people who really love these type of films, but because of the fixed cost of distribution being so high, both theatrical and DVD and even TV, a lot of these wonderful films were not being picked up in many different territories. So you're lucky if you're living in Berlin and you're here this week and you get to see these wonderful films. But if you're living in anywhere from Istanbul to Buenos Aires, from, you know, Seoul to Warsaw, it will be very difficult for you to catch these films. So that was the initial idea. And then internet, of course, brings down the cost of distribution close to zero. You can make a film available, and even if 10,000 people in Madrid wants to watch a film, it's the most cost-effective way to reach them. And I looked 2 years ago that there was nobody on the internet who had neither the selection of movies that I would like to see or the kind of experience that I would like to watch these films. And I decided to start this company.
Yeah, but there is a special wish also behind this idea. You wanted to watch In the Mood for Love from Wonka Wai in Tokyo.
Exactly, yes? That was a very specific moment. Sitting in a cafe in Tokyo, wanting to watch Wonka Wai's In the Mood for Love and not being able to find it. And I couldn't believe it. So here we are. And now we are showing In the Mood for Love on theauthors.com in many different territories all around the world.
So, but let us face it, how many films have you already watched at special places, for example, The Mood for Love at a cafe in Tokyo?
If you are asking specifically the experience of like watching a movie on a laptop environment, that's it's very challenging. And we are still at the very early stages of this. But over the past few years, both the encoding technologies and also the broadband penetration has been increasing significantly. And yes, you are right now able to instantly watch these wonderful films from your computer environment.
What is your favorite place now to watch films? Your personal favorite place?
My living room.
Your living room.
Yes, my living room.
This is quite old school. Okay, but back to the roots. The next step after having this great idea was your visit at the film festival in Cannes last year.
Yes.
And then it's hard for me to imagine how hard and difficult was the way between having this idea and launching theauthors.com. What did you have to do about writing thousands of letters? To the film distributors?
Basically, a couple of weeks after I started the company, I was in Cannes. And I didn't know a single person in the industry. I've never been to a festival in my life. And very quickly, I I learned about how the business works. The business works in such a way that you come, if you have a good film, your official selection in a festival, distributors from all around the world, they come to see this film premiere. And if they think it's going to do well in their country, they would buy the film rights for that country. But it's not the producers who would negotiate with thousands of distributors. They would get engage a film sales agent. And the one of the best among those is Celluloid Dreams. And so I figured I need to be close to a film sales agent who know both all the producers and also all the distributors in order to gain holding in this business. So we partnered with Celluloid Dreams. And the chairman of Celluloid Dreams, the founder of Celluloid Dreams, Engame Panayi, invested in Daughters and joined as our board member. And after that, we started to really take off. Because this is a business, it's a very traditional business, it's a very conservative business. People want to do business with people that they know. Yeah. You cannot just come as a young startup from Palo Alto and expect everybody's going to give their films to you. But little by little, we started to establish ourselves in the industry, starting with Celluloid Dreams. And one of the most important art house distributor in U.S. is the Criterion Collection. And they also invested in Daughters. And we really then after that started to take off.
You already mentioned you are based in Palo Alto, Silicon Valley, next to Facebook, Twitter, Google.
Same street as Facebook, actually. They are very good friends.
Congratulations. But is there a kind of a special atmosphere over there for creating things and for having this great energy?
Yes, it is a tremendous place because the culture of internet there is very much focused on the user experience. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what a lot of companies, when they start, they don't really know or understand. But we are obsessed with user experience and our technology. And of course, you have access to some of the best technologists all around the world right there in Palo Alto. So that was the right place for us to get started and build a fantastic team of engineers. And we are primarily a technical company. Little by little, we are becoming a film company. but the core of this company is really the product, daughters.com.
Yeah, this would be my last question. How would you describe yourself concerning your profession? You spent a number of years with Goldman Sachs in London and New York. You studied electrical engineering and computer science. Are you a technician, a businessman, or a film addicted person?
I am
everything.
I'm not a cinephile. I love films, and I've been learning quite a lot over the past 2 years. But in this company, as a leader, I'm really a product guy. I'm an engineer. I understand my product. I know how to build scalable web applications. And of course, spending a number of years at Goldman Sachs and followed with an MBA at Stanford, I also know and understand deal making, which is very useful and helpful in what I do.
Thank you, Efe Çakaray. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, to have you
Thank
here.
You. No, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much for being here too.
You're welcome. Danke, Efe Çakaray, Gründer von TheAuthors.com. Wer sich die ganze Zeit fragt, wie man das eigentlich schreibt, The, ganz normal, T-H-E, englischer Artikel, Authors, AUTEURS.com. Mehr Infos aber auch bei uns auf breitband-online.de. Und jetzt geht's weiter, auch natürlich wieder auf Deutsch mit der Netzmusik.
Deutschlandradio Kultur. Überall im Internet unter www.deradio.de.